So faith, the difference it makes in our lives, if any, it seems to be kind of an elusive virtue. We received it when we were baptized. Faith is a gift from God that allows us to encounter God not simply as a distant, impersonal, unrelated deity, but an actual personal, engaged, and very close deity, God coming to us in Jesus Christ. It transforms the relationship and renders it personal. Now, when I say personal, I don't mean like hypersensitive. Like we say, oh, don't take it so personally. Like maybe someone's hypersensitive. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about relationship. There's no relation without something being personal, because only persons can have relationships of any meaningful content. And that's what faith brings to us. Now, there's different ways we can know each other. I can know someone like I know this altar or I know a chair. It's there, I know it's there, but it's just side by side. The chair is just an object. That's one way to know something. When I know something personally, and I can't know a chair personally, I wouldn't want a personal relationship with a chair. But when you come to another person, now we're talking about some capacity for going in further depth, and we get into mutual revelation, and I can actually come to know another person. When I know someone more personally in a crowd, they stand out. You can look at a crowd and say, I don't know any of these people, and then all of a sudden you spot one person, I know that person, I recognize you. That's what faith does. That's what faith does. In our relationship, in our Catholic faith, it renders our relationship with God in Jesus Christ personal. You stand out in a crowd. We find that with the woman that had the hemorrhage for 12 years today. Here's these crowds, just all, so many people touching Jesus, banging off of him. He's trying to get to Jairus' house, and there's this massive crowd of people around him. And this woman just comes up in faith and touches the cloak of Jesus and says, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured. And sure enough, Jesus knew immediately that power went out of him. And he turns about, who has touched my clothes? And of course, the disciples see how the crowd is pressing on you, and yet you ask, who has touched you? A lot of people touching Jesus. One had faith, and it made a difference. The faith rendered that woman's relationship to Christ personal. She suddenly stood out in the crowd. That's what our faith does for us too. But he spins around. Now, there's revelation there. She had faith in who Jesus was. She got past a superficial knowledge of Christ and came to know him in his divinity, his person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And she was healed. And Jesus wheeling about. A woman would never touch a rabbi at this time, and especially if she had a flow of blood. If you look at the book of Leviticus, people like that were ostracized from the community. And she came forward in fear and trembling, thinking she had done something quite horrible. But see, here's the deal. When it becomes personal, not only are you revealed to Jesus, he's revealed to you. She's trembling in fear, thinking she's about to get a tongue lashing. Anyone here afraid of that? Anyone? Allow your faith to come to know Jesus. Because he turns and he says to her, daughter, talk about a personal relationship. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. There was no tongue lashing waiting for her. There was a wholesome, positive, loving relationship. See, because this is the first, what would I say? This is the first thing our faith gives us. We are loved. That's what our faith first gives us. That's why the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Because when you love God in faith, it becomes personal, and you begin to realize He loves you a lot more. Way better than any of us would ever love each other. We fail at love. That's our Achilles heel. We do not do well with that. But God's love is unmatched. It's unfailing. And as we come to Him first, we begin to learn in our faith, I am loved. It's undying. It's unfailing. What, do you think you're going to get a tongue lashing? No, we do that to each other, especially when we're weak. We out people on social media. We make fun of them. That's what we do. That's not our living God. Our faith delivers this to us. We come to know Him. He didn't give this woman a tongue lashing. He said, daughter, your faith has saved you. That's all I wanted to say. Go in peace. And there's a relationship there now. We're afraid of the personal because the other thing that happens, yes, I come to understand in my faith relationship with Christ that I am loved unconditionally and without fail. But the other thing it does is it brings me to myself. And we are not comfortable with that a lot of times. I really would rather keep myself and my relations impersonal. I really don't want to know myself. I'm afraid. What is your history? What is it? Are you afraid of your wounds? Are you afraid of shame? Are you afraid of, what are you afraid of? Adam and Eve, when the breezy time of the day came, they ran for the bushes and hid. Adam, where are you? I was naked, so I hid myself. What are we hiding from? What are we so afraid of that we wouldn't allow ourselves to encounter Christ personally? Are you going to get a tongue lashing because of what you've done in your life? Are you afraid that maybe once you are known, you won't be loved? What are you hiding from? And of course, we also want to keep it impersonal with others because then I'm not responsible. I don't really have to worry about it. And it becomes much easier for us to neglect each other. I mean, for example, now in abortion, if that's a blob of flesh in the womb, it's much easier to dispense with it. What if that's a person, however? That's a little bit different. It becomes a little more difficult to dispense with someone rather than something. And we'd rather keep it safe. I don't want to be known by someone else, and I'd rather not know you either. So keep back. Let's go to the internet and connect that way. It's virtual reality rather than reality itself. Keep it safe. Keep it at arm's length. We don't want to be known, and I'd rather not know you either. And as a result of that, our world is growing colder, more distant. Even though we have all these gadgets that are supposed to be bringing us together, we become more isolated. unrelated, and alone. You see, faith thaws that circumstance out. It thaws it, starting with the first and greatest commandment, which is to love God, because when you start to turn to Him in faith, it becomes personal, and you become loved with an unfailing love that allows you to then gain the courage to start to go into the world and make it a little more personal. You know, I remember this one lady back in 1981 when I was in seminary. She first taught me this lesson about life. She was elderly in the hospital. I was doing my hospital experience at the time. And I went up to spend some time with her, and she was having a rough time with some of the staff. The way they were handling her, she felt was rough, and they weren't worried too much about how they might hurt her when they moved her and the like. And she said to me at that point, she says, "You know, today we've lost that personal touch that stayed with me all these years. What a difference it makes when there's someone in the bed instead of something. When there's someone here instead of something side by side, like a chair. No, there's someone, and He's addressing you personally." And that relationship opens up through faith. This is supposed to be good news because, like I said, the first datum of faith delivered is you are loved. It's what opens us up. It's what leads us to come out of hiding. It's what begins to free us to imitate a love we won't find in each other, because that's our Achilles heel. That's our weakness. Do you need healing? Do you need freedom from shame? Are you afraid of yourself? Are you afraid of others? Our faith helps us come out of hiding. Because when you do, it becomes personal, and you discover you are loved.